The Gifts of Asti by Andre Norton. Even here, on the black terrace before the forgotten mountain retreat of Asti, it was possible to smell the dank stench of burning Memphir, to imagine that the dawn wind bore upward from the pillaged city the faint tortured cries of those whom the barbarians of Clem hunted to their prolonged death. Indeed, it was time to leave. Varta, last of the virgin maidens of Asti, shivered. The scaled and wattled creature who crouched beside her thigh turned his reptilian head so that golden eyes met the aquamarine ones set slantingly at a faintly provocative angle in her smooth ivory face. "We go?" She nodded in answer to that unvoiced question Lur had sent into her brain, and turned toward the dark cavern which was the mouth of Asti's last dwelling-place. Once, more than 1,000 years before, when the walls of Memphir were young, Asti had lived among men below. But in the richness and softness which was trading Memphir, empire of empires, Asti found no place. So he and those who served him had withdrawn to this mountain outcrop. And she, Varta, was the last, the very last, to bow knee at Asti's shrine and raise her voice in the dawn hymn. For Lur, as were all his race, was mute. Even the loot of Memphir would not sate the shaggy-headed warriors who had stormed her gates this day. The stairway to Asti's temple was plain enough to see, and there would be those to essay the steep climb, hoping to find a treasure which did not exist. For Asti was an austere god, delighting in plain walls and bare altars. His last priests had lain in the grave niches these 3 years, and there would be no one to hold that gate against intruders. Varta passed between tall, uncarved pillars, Lur padding beside her, his spine mane erect, the talons on his forefeet clicking on the stone in steady rhythm. So they came to the innermost shrine of Asti, and there Varta made graceful obeisance to the great cowled and robed figure which sat enthroned, its hidden eyes focused upon its own outstretched hand. And above the flattened palm of that wide hand hung suspended in space the round orange-red sunball which was twinned to the sun that lighted Urb. Around the miniature sun swung in their orbits the 4 worlds of the system, each obeying the laws of space, even as did the planets they represented.
"Memphir has fallen."
Varta's voice sounded rusty in her own ears. She had spoken so seldom during the last lonely months.
"Evil has risen to overwhelm our world, even as it was prophesied in your revelations, O ruler of worlds and maker of destiny. Therefore, obeying the order given of old, I would depart from this, thy house. Suffer me now to fulfill the law."
3 times she prostrated her slim body on the stones at the foot of Asti's judgment chair. Then she arose, and with the confidence of a child in its father she laid her hand palm upward upon the outstretched hand of Asti. Beneath her flesh the stone was not cold and hard, but seemed to have